This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. A controversial bill to limit the release of government records died in a state Senate committee today. The bill would have allowed governments to label people they believed were annoying or harassing as vexatious requesters. It would have also allowed governments to deny the release of other records, like government worker calendars. The bill died after one Senate Democrat voted no, along with two Republicans on the committee. The avian flu has been spreading among bird populations, but now the virus has been detected in a cow in northeast Colorado. Federal officials say affected cows have a low appetite and decreased milk production. They say traces of the virus have been detected in about 1 in 5 commercial milk samples. Dr. Maggie Baldwin is the Colorado State Veterinarian. She says while detection in milk samples shows the virus has spread, it does not impact consumers.
Commercial milk supply is safe. Our milk is safe to drink. The virus was present in the milk at some point in time, but the pasteurization kills it.
Federal health officials say the avian flu has only touched commercial dairy cattle, but they are testing ground beef nationwide. Colorado schools could soon be required to provide free menstrual products to students. State lawmakers are moving forward with a bill that would eventually require products in school bathrooms. More grant money would go towards rural and low-income schools to pay for these products. You're listening to CPR News. Thanks so much for listening. More news at CPR.org.